The Central Commercial Building is a tangible link to more than a century of Kingman history. On the corner of 4th and Beale Streets is the former Powers Building, named for M.I. Powers, president of Citizens Bank. The building dates to 1912. Originally, the ground floor was occupied by the Citizens Bank and Post Office, and the upstairs was an office complex for the town's leading attorneys and doctors, as well as mining companies. The vault is now used for storage. In 1916, Lovin and Withers purchased property along 4th Street from the alley to Citizens Bank and on Beale Street east to the Mojave Miner offices, now the parking lot for Floyd and Company. Work commenced on what was to be Central Commercial, the largest and most modern store in northern Arizona, with the raising of buildings on both sides of the bank and then excavation of a cellar. The Central Commercial complex on Beale and 4th Street that was built around the bank opened on August 20, 1917. It was a gala celebration. A nearly full-page advertisement in the Mojave Miner read, quote, "Central Commercial Company, successor to Lovin and Withers, cordially invites you to the opening of their new store. Music to be provided by the Los Angeles Colored Orchestra. Dance at the open-air pavilion, 9 o'clock p.m. The cornerstone for the store, that was promoted as the finest in northern Arizona, with a full inventory for home, ranch, or mine, was Lovin and Withers Mercantile. Henry Lovin and John Withers were Mojave County pioneers with vision. By 1900, they had built a fortune in mining, real estate, and ranching, and through profitable partnerships. They started the new century with establishment of the Lovin and Withers Mercantile. Lovin served two terms as Mojave County Sheriff. He served on the committee that drafted the state of Arizona Constitution, and he was Mojave County's first state senator. Withers served on the board of directors at Citizens Bank, was a major partner in several mining companies, and with Lovin, built numerous homes in Kingman as rental properties. Within 10 years, Lovin and Withers Mercantile was one of the largest retailers in northwestern Arizona, with stores in Chloride, Oatman, Gold Road, and other mining camps. And to supply their far-flung mercantile empire, the company pioneered the use of trucking in Mojave County. An article published in 1916 indicates that Gates had become the front man for the company. Quote, W.L. Peters, who has made this territory for the past 14 years for the Swift Packing Company, and F.C. Flickinger of the Firestone Tire and Rubber Company were guests of J. Gates at Lovin and Withers Company on a trip to Chloride. J. Gates was a recent arrival in Kingman. In search of opportunity in California, Gates had left Elkins, West Virginia in 1911. For reasons unknown, he stopped in Kingman and found the opportunity he sought with employment at Lovin and Withers. An article published on July 14, 1917, noted that, quote, "The interior of the building of Lovin and Withers, now known as the Central Commercial Company, is fast filling with hardwood furniture of all kinds. The wall shelf cases are all of hardwood and are enclosed to keep the dust and dirt from the interior with glass doors. Refrigerating and glass of all kinds have been provided, and once in operation, will make this the best appointed store in this southwest country." Corresponding to the construction of Central Commercial was a full remodel of the Powers Building in Citizens Bank. A brief article in Volume 18 of Coast Banker, published in 1917, noted that the Citizens Bank has taken possession of its remodeled banking room and now has one of the most modern and best-equipped banking headquarters in this part of the state. Gates and Central Commercial were to play pivotal roles in Kingman and Mojave County development in the following decades. Stores were opened in Flagstaff, Ash Fork, Seligman, Oatman, Chloride, and Gold Road. The company grew to include regional trucking and warehouses. In December 1922, it was announced that Gates had facilitated establishment of a Rotary Club chapter in Kingman and that he would serve as director. And he was also involved with numerous civic organizations, including the Gun Club. In 1923, Gates purchased controlling interest in Central Commercial. His family would manage the store until 1978, when it was acquired by Babbitt's, an Arizona-based department store. There's also a celebrity association with Central Commercial and the Gates family. On April 6, 1926, George Farley Grantham married Ruby Lois Gates, the sister of J. Gates. Grantham was born in Galena, Kansas in 1900, moved with his family to Gold Road in 1910, and attended school in Kingman. A few years later, his family moved to Flagstaff, where he attended Flagstaff High School and Northern Arizona University. A gifted athlete, at the end of the 1922 season, he was hired as a second baseman for the Chicago Cubs. Between 1922 and 1934, he played for the Chicago Cubs, Pittsburgh Pirates, Cincinnati Reds, and New York Giants. He also played in the 1925 and 1927 World Series. After retiring, Grantham and his family relocated to Kingman. He died on March 16, 1954, and is interred in Mountain View Cemetery in Kingman.